This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Marlo's back to talk some more sport across the Limestone Coast.
Morning again, listeners. Marlo, Triple M, we're talking sport. Now, it's a bit of a where is he now because our guest left our neck of the woods a year ago as one of the leading Western Border umpires at the ripe old age of 17, 18. I can remember his first A-grade game at 15, and he did show, and it was at the Mecca, that he had a bent for this sort of thing, and he looked totally at home. Well, he's still involved. Welcome back to the Triple M Airways, Ben Teal.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
Yeah, I know you've gone up there for university studies, but it just tied in nicely with the progression of your central umpiring career. Now, COVID's touched just about everything, and I know I observed in dispatches the umpires in Adelaide virtually trained on their own for the whole season. So that would have been an interesting scenario.
Yeah, look, it was something I've obviously never experienced before, and something probably no one's ever experienced before. But yeah, it was certainly strange training on your own. I definitely didn't like it because you just sort of had no one to push yourself. And, you know, when you're running with a group of guys, you want to be ahead of the person in front of you, and you just naturally push yourself harder. Whereas, you know, training by yourself, you can just sort of jog around and, oh, yeah, I'm a bit spent. I might just slow down for a bit. And, no one's watching you sort of thing. So it was certainly different.
Now, prior to making the move, I know at different stages you went up and umpired SNFL under-16s. Where did they start you off this season?
So they started me off in the 16s. So back in March, I did a trial game of the 16s and then did the first round of the 16s. So usually that's what they do for the first year or, you know, developing umpires. They just throw them into the 16s at the start of the year and then they'll sort of fade off back into the amateur league or something else. But then, yeah, this year, obviously, completely different story. Did two 16s games. I think it was mid-March when they said, yep, no more footy for a long time. The under-16 comp's going to be cancelled. So straight away in my head, I thought, right, that's season over. That's it for me because, you know, you sort of have to do your 16s to prove yourself and work your way through that over a couple of years. And then, yeah, basically was told just to keep training as we don't really know what's going to happen. So, you know, for a couple of months we were just training by ourselves, fear of the unknown, didn't really have any idea what I was going to be umpiring, if I was going to be umpiring at all. And then luckily enough, got a call on the Monday before round one of 18s to say that I'm debuting and have done the full 18 season. So I've been very, very, very chuffed about that. And, you know, even though I had been a year of difficulty, it also has opened up new opportunities for me, which has certainly gone down well.
Two or three umpires in the 18s?
Three in all grades.
So obviously that really allows you to hone your positioning, etc. There's no excuse not to be in the right position. Now, on that basis, the standard, obviously a step up, and I've always believed playing, and I think it would probably be the same umpiring, probably in a way it's easier because you can anticipate because of the skill level.
Yeah, correct. You know, it's always a known fact up here through umpires that, you know, the higher level grades you umpire, the easier just to anticipate the play. So 18s are sort of at the bottom of that list, but compared to sort of Western Border back home, it's a different story. Personally, I'd think that the pace of the 18s is far quicker and the speed, but the skills might not quite be quite where the A grade at Western Border would be.
Now, fast forward, no doubt pre-season's on the horizon. When do you start? And no doubt looking forward to being together as a group.
Yeah, no, we can't wait. This is usually the worst time of the year for us umpires, but we're actually looking forward to pre-season for once because we're going to be training together again.
Well done, Ben. I've been talking to Ben Teal. He's on the SNFL umpiring trail. We'll keep our eyes out for you. All the best, and I hope it all goes to plan.
Thanks very much.
You and for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.